I'm going to read Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want to ask you, while Phil is giving the sermon, to read Hebrews 11, verse 2, and contemplate on what that means.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Luke. And since you did mention that second verse there, he asked me if I had actually read it, and I said no. I glanced over it, but didn't really take into account or really pay attention to what it says. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. My prayer, and I hope that your prayers will be also for your elders of the church as they lead out, to be able to guide you in a godly way. Let's bow our heads while we have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with our heads bowed, asking that your presence be with us. I especially pray that you will be with me, that my voice will be strong and clear, that I may present the words that will be pleasing to you. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. So as you can see by the title in the bulletin, it's faith. So let's talk about faith. Everyone has faith. We all use faith in our everyday life. However, do you know the difference between just faith and biblical faith? Well, let's read that verse again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. According to the dictionary, faith is an allegiance to a duty or a person, belief in the traditional doctrines of religion, a system of religious belief. The working class has faith because it holds allegiance to a company they work for and perform their duties faithfully. The atheist that believes there is no God has faith because it is their system of religious beliefs. Understand, religious and godly are two different things. Everyone has a measure of faith, and we all use it in some form or fashion in our everyday lives. When we turn on the light switch, we believe that the light will come on. That's faith. When you get into the elevator and those doors close, you believe that it will take you from the ground floor to the level that you want to get to without the cable breaking. That's faith. The tile jumps from the top bunk stretched out like Superman into the unsuspecting arms of their parent. Has faith because they believe that the parent is going to catch them. However, even though we have faith, that which the dictionary calls faith, we must understand that there is a difference between dictionary faith and biblical faith. Hebrews 11 is called the faith chapter. It lists what has become known as the hall of faith. Those that were pleasing unto God because of their biblical faith were able to accomplish that which was set before them. To fully understand what biblical faith is, we must first understand what it is not. First, biblical faith is not faith in faith. We sometimes feel that our faith will determine the effectiveness of the outcome. If I convince myself that everything will be all right, then my faith will produce the positive outcome I desire, because I have faith, and I believe in faith that everything is going to be all right. Then when the outcome is not what we thought it should be, we become discouraged and sometimes upset with God and try to blame God. However, it was not God that failed, but our faith in faith. We lack biblical faith. This misconception of faith in faith leads to the second misconception, that because I have faith, I can make God do what I want him to do for me. Biblical faith is not the capability to manipulate God. Biblical faith is pleasing God. So many times you hear, if I just have faith, I can name it, claim it, blab it, and grab it. However, it is not in God's will. Your faith in faith is not going to change his mind, regardless of how much faith in faith you have. Understand, biblical faith is not having God stand before some big red button and you say, okay, God, I have this much faith. So the question is, deal or no deal? Another misconception is that if I follow certain rules and doctrines, that faith is enough. However, that is obedience and not faith. Faith is not obedience to doctrine, even though obedience is necessary. It is not faith. Just because we went to church, paid your tithes, sang in the praise team does not necessitate faith. If I were to go to work in a hospital every day, that does not make me a doctor. Faith is not a blind leap into darkness and believing that light will magically appear just because you are ignorantly blind to logic and reason. If I go to the zoo and have all the faith I want, but I jump into the lion's den, I have ignored logic and reason. Therefore, my so-called faith will not change the circumstances or consequences. So then, what is biblical faith? Understand that biblical faith is based on a relationship with God personally. Hebrews 11:1, as a scripture says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Biblical faith believes in God and not in faith. Biblical faith believes God can and will, regardless of circumstances. Example, if I am standing at the break of darkness and I don't know if the next step is going to throw me off a cliff or not, I have faith in God that He is either going to give me something solid to stand on or He is going to give me the ability to fly. I don't believe that magically ground will appear because I have faith, but I have a relationship with God, and based upon my relationship with Him, I am able to walk by faith, and I know without a shadow of doubt that the next step, something is going to happen, because God said in His Word in Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12, "For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone." Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that God would cause me not to fall. What I'm saying is that we need to use our brains to figure that out, that maybe we shouldn't make that step. Because no matter what, I'm going to fall. What I have done is understood my relationship with God. I understand that He is not slack concerning His promises. Therefore, when I make that step, I know that He will provide. My faith is in God and based upon my relationship with Him and not in faith. Here's an example. A father once said while hiking with his young son one day, his son climbed up onto a big rock and the father didn't know it. The son called out to his father saying, "Hey, Dad!" When the father turned around to see what his son wanted, he turned only to find his son had jumped from this rock and was flying right into his arms. The father caught the boy and was not hurt. The father asked the son, "Why did you do that?" The young boy laughed and said, "Because you're my dad." It was because the relationship the son had with his father that he had total trust and confidence that his father would be there. Therefore, when we read Hebrews 11:1, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen," we can understand it as saying something like, "Now my relationship with God is the foundation of things I hope for, and He is the provider of it regardless of my circumstances." Now that we know what biblical faith is, we know what biblical question is, what does biblical faith do? Remember, biblical faith is not the capability to manipulate God, but it pleases God. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is God, that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." We know that biblical faith is trusting God based on relationship with God. Therefore, without this relationship with God, it is impossible to please God. Biblical faith is pleasing to God because it produces some things in us that are pleasing to God. Therefore, biblical faith is also a pleasing faith. The first thing that biblical faith produces is a pleasing worship. Pleasing worship is worship that is done with a sincere heart in obedience to God. Many people will sing and offer the sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of their lips, lip service, if you will. Simply because the praise team is a form of cheerleading, they are only doing what they are told to do. But when you have a relationship and an understanding, you read in Matthew 22, verses 37 and 38. And it says, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. I'm going to love the Lord with all my heart, soul, and mind. I'm going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. I'm going to be a cheerful giver. I'm not going to have the praise team pump me up. But whenever I just think of the goodness of Jesus, or whenever I am reading his word, something down on the inside will begin to bubble, and I will begin to give God praise. And this is pleasing to him. That's why Abel offered a more pleasing sacrifice unto God, because he did it with a sincere heart. He offered the right thing with the right attitude. He had a pleasing worship. The next thing that biblical faith produces is a pleasing walk. In Hebrews 11:5, it says, By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. How did he please God? To understand how he pleased God, we must go back to Genesis 5, verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. The word with stresses the relationship. Enoch allowed God to order his steps. His feet were not swift to mischief. He had a relationship with God. He said, Order my step in your word, dear Lord. Lead me and guide me every day. I just want to have a closer walk with thee. His relationship with God caused biblical faith in God, which produced a pleasing walk with God. The next thing that biblical faith produces is a pleasing work. In Hebrews 11, verse 7, By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. It took Noah and his sons over 120 years, matter of fact, to build the ark, not an easy or a short job. However, he was faithful, and because of his relationship with God, knowing that even if I can't see it now, I may not be able to fully understand it now. But because of my relationship with God, I know he can provide it. Today, you may not be asked to build an ark, but God has each of us a work to do. Do you have faith that leads to working hard and long for the kingdom of God? Are you willing to work the work of him that sent you, that you may be pleasing unto him? The next thing that biblical faith produces is a pleasing ability to wait patiently. In Psalm 37, verse 7, is written, Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him. Now back to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. Verse 9, By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10, For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Abraham waited for his inheritance. God made him a promise. He waited patiently for it. He didn't get it right away, but because of faith in God and his relationship with God, he waited patiently. He waited for his son. God told him that he would have a son. 5 years passed, still no son. But he waited. 10 years passed, but still he waited. 25 years later, Isaac was born. But he waited patiently for the Lord. Sometimes biblical faith may cause you to have to wait, and there may be times when it seems like you're waiting. It's just being in place because it seems like such a long time. But because of faith, that is pleasing to God and your relationship with God. I say wait upon the Lord. Wait patiently for the answer to your prayer. Wait patiently for that promotion. Wait patiently for that thing that you have asked God for. However, while you're waiting, continue to have pleasing worship. Continue to have pleasing work. Continue to have a pleasing walk with God. Pleasing faith produces life. Hebrews 11, verse 11 says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Sarah, after being beyond the age to have children, received strength. That which was dead produced life, because she had a relationship with God. And she judges him faithfully who had promised. This was not just her belief in faith, but her relationship with God. Pleasing faith provides a way out. When Abraham was tried and about to offer up Isaac, because of his relationship with God, was pleased with him and provided a ram in the bush. It was a way out. You may be in a situation that you just cannot seem to find a way out of, but just have faith and a relationship with God, and he will provide a way out. Pleasing faith provides protection. In Hebrews 11, verse 23 says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Moses' mother, by faith, hid him, and he was protected from the Pharaoh in Pharaoh's house. Pleasing faith will cause you to be protected in the midst of your enemies. Pleasing faith will take you through the deep places in your life. Hebrews 11, verse 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. Pleasing faith will tear down the walls in your life. Hebrews 11, verse 30 says, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Pleasing faith, what shall I say? Pleasing faith will subdue kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtain promises, stop the mouths of lions, quench the violence of fire, escape the sword, turn weakness into strength, open closed doors, heals the sin-sick souls, mend the brokenhearted, join together that which is apart. Pleasing faith will cause you to love those that talk about and despitefully use you. Pleasing faith will cause you to not fear evil. And in closing, I would like to read a quote from Warren Wiersbe, who was a Baptist minister, and he was also a writer. In one of his commentaries, he puts it this way on faith. Faith enables us to understand what God does. Faith enables us to see what others cannot. As a result, faith enables us to do what others cannot do. My prayer is that we will all have a pleasing faith in God. Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the Sabbath. We thank you that you're our God. We pray that you will be with us as we leave the church today, that we will be more ready to read thy word, that we may more fully understand you, so that our faith will be stronger. So as we go our separate ways, we ask for your blessing. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.